you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere with you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Germany, after delivering a speech at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President J.D. Vance met with Ukraine's President Zelensky, both discussing the Trump administration's efforts to broker an end to Russia's war.
We want the war to come to a close. We want the killing to stop. But we want to achieve a durable, lasting peace, not the kind of peace that's going to have Eastern Europe in conflict just a couple years down the road.
Zelensky, after the meeting, says he wants security guarantees on any peace deal. Today, a Russian drone attack struck a protective shield at Chernobyl, the site of the world's most worst nuclear disaster. In Southern California, heavy rains triggering a mudslide emergency and evacuations in burn-scarred zones of L.A. County following last month's wildfires. And protesters gathering in New York City at the Stonewall National Monument site, rallying against the National Park Service as it removes transgender and queer from the site. This is ABC News. Today marks 7 years since the massacre at Parkland High School in Florida, and new details about a school shooting plot in Indiana set to be carried out today. The suspect allegedly targeting her Indianapolis area high school.
18-year-old Trinity Shockley charged with conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit an act of terrorism. Police pointed to evidence they say shows Shockley was in love with the convicted Parkland murderer and even wore a heart locket necklace with his picture inside. Court records describe Shockley as identifying as a transgender male, stating that Shockley had sought help for mental illness and had been bullied.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Closing arguments expected to wrap up today at the trial of A$AP Rocky. The jury then getting the case. The rap star facing charges of assault with a firearm. Prosecutors argue he fired at a former friend in 2021. The defense says it was a prop handgun. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Britt Amer Lau. A winter weather advisory starts at 2 o'clock and continues into the night. Snow moves in, heavy at times. It'll also be breezy, blowing and drifting some of it around, with a good 1 to 3 inches expected this evening. Then overnight, a good 2 to 4 will fall. This puts storm totals anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. More charges against a man accused of killing three people in New Lisbon. Ted Allen has more.
47-year-old Virgil Thu made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court Thursday. Thu, already charged with 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and 2 girls ages 12 and 13 at their New Lisbon home late last year.
A truck crashes into a school bus in central Wisconsin that happened Tuesday in the Waupaca County town of Royalton. The sheriff's department says the school bus was dropping off 3 kids when a truck pulling a trailer failed to stop and slammed into the back of the bus. 1 child was still in the bus when the crash happened. Nobody was seriously hurt. The driver of the truck says that the afternoon sun was in his face. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department has been awarded a traffic safety grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that will allow for extra patrols focusing on seatbelt violations, speeding, distracted driving, and driving under the influence. The goal is to reduce accidents and save lives. That grant will run through September. The Durand Public Library wants your input. The library board is conducting a survey on how the library is used. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the library wants to hear from those who use or even don't use the library.
We're looking for people not only that use the library, people who don't use the library. And it's that we can get sort of the different groups on there. What exactly, if you do use it, what are the most important things, what you use it for, everything from just checking out books to reading periodicals and, of course, using the electronic things that we have, and so on and so forth. But coming out in March, it'll be available at City Hall. It'll be available at the library. Also, it will be available online.
The survey is part of the library's long-term planning for the future. An Eau Claire man is scheduled to be arraigned next month on murder charges. Shane Helmbrecht was in court for a motion hearing Wednesday. According to online court records, the court is standing on its previous finding that the 51-year-old is competent to proceed. No new competency examinations were ordered. Helmbrecht is charged with intentional homicide for the shooting and killing of his neighbor, Jen Ward, in 2016. He was found incompetent to stand trial and ordered to live in a mental facility back in 2016. 2 Wisconsin-based companies are now ranked among the best large employers of 2025. Forbes says results of the best large employers list are based on responses from employees about compensation, opportunities for advancement, and workplace well-being. Lacrosse-based Quick Trip ranked 5th in the nation in the retail and wholesale sector. Janesville-based Blaine's Farm and Fleet was the second highest ranking Wisconsin company at 23rd. At the Capitol, a bipartisan bill would expand medical assistance coverage for postpartum women. The bill would extend Medicaid coverage for mothers from 60 days to a full year after childbirth. Co-author Republican Senator Jesse James of Western Wisconsin says it doesn't make any changes to eligibility requirements for medical assistance or the income thresholds. The bill passed in the state Senate last session, but Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss criticized it as expanding welfare. Officials from Democratic Governor Tony Evers' Department of Health Services spoke in support of the legislation during a recent hearing before the Senate Health Committee. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Expect a challenging commute home this evening as another storm system will bring snow to the WRDN listening area. The National Weather Service says the snow will begin later this afternoon and be heavy at times. 3 to 5 inches is expected with higher amounts to the south. The entire WRDN listening area is under a winter weather advisory from early this afternoon until early tomorrow morning. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for the public's feedback on a construction project on I-94 in Menominee. The planned project in 2027 would repair I-94 from the Red Cedar River Bridge to the bridge over Wilson Creek just outside of Menominee. The plan includes concrete repairs and repaving in both directions, repairs to the Exit 41 ramp, and work on the Broadway Street and Wilson Street bridges over the interstate. Would also include repairs to the rest areas. Public comments are welcome through the end of March and can be made at the Wisconsin DOT website. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is introducing new majors. Starting in fall, students will be able to choose from two different artificial intelligence majors. One is STEM-focused and the other is geared toward non-STEM majors. Computer Science Department Chair and Professor of Mathematics Alex Smith says the majors will address the ethics and a proper implementation of AI-generated software that has faced backlash for replacing jobs. Officials in La Crosse County say they're making progress with their Pathways Home Plan. The 5-year initiative is focused on getting homeless families into permanent housing. 100 families have now been placed into homes and little over a year into the effort, that according to project leader Jim Dries. He says the housing has come from a variety of sources, including city public units and privately owned rentals. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Penny Flanagan will run for U.S. Senate. Flanagan says she'll make the formal announcement later this month, but confirmed her intention to seek the higher office in a social media post yesterday. She says she plans to continue to serve the people of Minnesota from D.C. Flanagan's declaration comes on the heel of U.S. Senator Tina Smith's announcement that she would not run for re-election in 2026. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation announced the winner's name a snowplow contest. Among the winners announced are Plowabunga, Anthony Sledwards, and We're Off to See the Blizzard. Each Minnesota DOT district will have a snowplow that uses one of the winning names. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter weather advisory starts at 2 o'clock and continues into the night. Snow moves in, heavy at times. It'll also be breezy, blowing and drifting some of it around, with a good 1 to 3 inches expected this evening. Then overnight, a good 2 to 4 will fall. This puts storm totals anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Spring training is underway for Brewers pitchers and catchers, and didn't take long for manager Pat Murphy to name his opening day starter. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers skipper going with Freddy Peralta for the second time in his career.
Yeah, he surprised me too. I was coming just in the highway, and he coming out from working out, and he just told me that, like, hey, I just did this. I was like, it's not even the first day. And he was smiling, big smile on his face, and it makes me happy, too.
Brewers left-handed pitcher D.L. Hall will be sidelined for a while with a lat injury. Hall came to the Brewers in the Corbin Burns trade. He went 1-3 last season, an injury-plagued year his first time around. The NBA's top players descend on the Bay Area this weekend for the league's All-Star game. Bucks guard Damian Lillard goes for his third straight three-point contest win. 25 years ago, Lillard attended the All-Star Game in Oakland with his father as a 9-year-old, and he had some great memories.
Vince Carter won that dunk contest. You know, a lot of my favorite players I grew up watching played in that All-Star Game. So it was a great experience. So now to be, like you said, 25 years later, and this being my 9th All-Star Game and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment and something that I'm proud to be a part of.
The All-Star Game Sunday evening at the Chase Center. The rest of the Bucks team will get some time off. They won't play again until next Tuesday when they host the Clippers. Women's college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix routed Oakland 75-39, good for their 15th straight win. Detroit down Milwaukee 50-46. The Jets are moving on from Aaron Rodgers. The team made it official yesterday, informing Rodgers last week that he wasn't in their future plans. New York went 5-12 last season. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers will open a 2-game weekend series at Ohio State against the Buckeyes tonight. Top-ranked Badger women have the weekend off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Or now need affordable health insurance. Call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
The starting field is set for the Daytona 500. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car?
You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series race is here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jeffy Lowe.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
The 41-car field has been set for Sunday's Daytona 500 following last night's Daytona Dual 150-mile qualifying races at Daytona International Speedway. Bubba Wallace won race one, while Austin Cindric claimed the win in race two. Justin Allgaier finished ninth in Dual One, which was good enough to make the Daytona 500 driving for Dale Earnhardt Jr., who will make his debut as a car owner in the Sports Premier Series. Martin Truex Jr. locked into the field, having to use his speed from pole qualifying on Wednesday night. Corey LaJoie raced in with a sixth-place effort in race number two last night, while Jimmy Johnson had to use his speed from Wednesday night to earn a spot. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Most of us have seen a strange bird in the yard. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkie. Close observation of bird behaviors and characteristics can help you pinpoint the species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I'm quite familiar with the usual birds that visit my yard, such as cardinals, finches, and sparrows. But every now and then a strange bird will fly in, and it'll drive me crazy trying to figure out what it is. Steve Dinsmore is an avian ecologist at Iowa State University. He says the best way to identify unknown birds is simply to watch them.
Observe seasonal patterns in birds. Practice field ID. Listen to vocalizations. I identify probably more birds by sound than by sight. And then learn the species habitat associations. There's a lot of correlations with that. A lot of birds are particular to certain types of habitats. And if you understand or get to learn what those are, coupled with some things that you might see or hear, that increases your ability to identify unknown birds.
Look at the bird's physical features and body proportions. Determine if it's sparrow-sized, crow-sized, or larger. Also, consider other details of the bird's appearance. Dinsmore says structure is a more reliable characteristic than color.
Color is useful, and certainly with birds it plays an important role in identification. But structure is something that varies a lot less. Lots of birds have plumage abnormalities, weird bill colors. There's just lots of variation in color. Structure, on the other hand, varies much less. Things like relative lengths of the bill, shape of the bill, depth, proportions of the wings, things like that are very, very useful.
Seasonal conditions affect when and where you see certain birds, as well as the time of day. Flight pattern is another clue. Most large birds, such as hawks and eagles, soar. Ducks and geese glide between flapping. Hummingbirds hover, and other birds, such as the American goldfinch, fly in a straight line and dip up and down as they flap their wings. Find more tips for bird watching at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We all know the Valentine's Day go-to gifts are flowers, chocolates, maybe even perfume. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a dozen roses, this Valentine's Day is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-755-3737 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-755-3737. 1-800-755-3737.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
19 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk down 18 at 1961, April down 14 to 1922, May down 15 to 1916, June down 2 at 1860. Cheese markets today, barrels down 1.25 to 181 and 3/4, 3 trades on the day. Blocks steady at 192, 1 trade on the day. Cash butter down 2.25 to 237 and 3/4, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 128, no trades. Dry whey down 0.5 to 55.5, 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lowers. The trade is basically just stalled out. The cash markets are pretty much wrapped up as well. And the market seems to be looking forward to the long weekend ahead. Now, we'll close below the 40-day moving average in the feeder cattle markets, though. Could be a bad sign of more liquidation in the market. Box beef prices were also lower today. Hog markets have now turned mostly lower as well, as the trade's just kind of letting the contracts drift today. They're going to basically reassess the market next week and determine how much immediate upside the market actually does hold, even though pork cutout values are higher today. February live cattle down 65 cents to 189.90. April down 92 cents to 195.60. June down 65 cents to 191.77. March feeder cattle down 62 cents to 267.35. April down 42 cents to 267.55. May down 22 cents to 266.07. February hogs up 10 cents to 89.47. April down 2 cents to 93.07. May down 25 cents to 96.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are still slightly higher. Soybeans moving higher. Wheat really has the double-digit gains today. There has been some risk on type of trade in the grain markets today ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. There's still some spread trade happening, especially in the corn markets. Soybeans, meanwhile, are moving up mostly higher, really led by the strength in the meal markets and also some reports that there could be lower Argentinian soybean production. Chicago wheat, though, is moving higher with double-digit gains. We could see some cold air with snow across the plains next week. Matif wheat is also moving mostly higher, along with some weakness in the dollar. March corn up 2.25 to 495.75. May up 2.5 to 508.5. July up 2 to 511. And new crop now down 0.25 to 472.5. March beans up 8.75 to 1038.75. May up 8.25 to 1055.25. July up 7.5 to 1070.5. New crop up 7.25 to 1052.5. March soybean meal up 5.20 to 297.90. March soybean oil down 22 cents to 46.03. Chicago wheat, March and May both up 21.75. March at 599.5. May at 613.75. Minneapolis wheat, March up 15.75 to 632.5. May up 15.5 to 647. Energy markets are lower today. March crude oil down 51 cents to 70.78. April down 40 cents to 70.74. Meanwhile, March gas down 2 cents to 209. April down a cent to 231. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Optimism is meeting legislative realities when it comes to the farm bill. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
With the new Congress in place and fresh leadership in the Senate, the timetable for the next farm bill is taking shape amid shifting political priorities. Lawmakers face the challenges of crafting bipartisan legislation that addresses agriculture, nutrition, and rural development while navigating budget constraints and competing interests. Key committee leaders are already outlining their goals, but the path to passage remains uncertain. As the process unfolds, stakeholders across the agriculture sector are looking closely for signals on timing and policy direction. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig has expressed optimism that the Farm Bill can advance, citing the opportunity for bipartisan cooperation under new leadership in both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. He believes that despite political divisions, there's broad recognition of the need to support farmers, rural communities, and nutrition programs, with key lawmakers signaling a willingness to find common ground. Naig remains hopeful that meaningful farm legislation will move forward.
Absolutely. Look, when it comes to making policy like this, seniority matters. Positions of influence matter. The fact that we have Senator Grassley with the most seniority in the United States Senate, Senator Ernst, very well respected. Senator Thune is the majority leader. And on the Democrat side, having Angie Craig and Amy Klobuchar, both from Minnesota, as being ranking members on their respective agriculture committees, bodes, I think, very well for Midwest agriculture, given the very strong voices, you know, Pete Ricketts and others that, you know, will do their job to carry the message forward. I'm confident of that.
Secretary Naig cautioned against growing too impatient, emphasizing the need for realism despite renewed momentum for the new farm bill. He acknowledged that while there's strong interest in advancing the legislation, other priorities will take precedence in the short term. With cabinet confirmation hearings and a federal spending bill requiring immediate attention, Naig reminds stakeholders the farm bill's progress will depend on how quickly these other pressing matters are resolved.
You know, I think a little bit of a dose of reality is setting in on farm bill, where we might have hoped that we'd come right out of the chute and into that. Those discussions, I know that's starting, but there's a lot of work that's going to have to get done in terms of the confirmation process, the omnibus budget package, the president's priorities that are going to be fit into that. The farm bill will come after that. And so it's going to take some time. But I do believe that when it comes to biofuels, when it comes to a voice on trade, when it comes to ag policy and fighting for those things, I think we're very well positioned as the Midwest because of some of these folks that I mentioned. So, you know, the work is important, and the work, it can be difficult at times, but we need to be ready for it.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig. That's today's Agriculture America, brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The National Milk Producers Federation is applauding the bipartisan Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act to help increase kids' access to vital milk nutrients. The Dairy Guidelines Advisory Committee reaffirmed in its scientific report last September that most kids and adolescents are not meeting daily dairy intake recommendations, said National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd. Good nutrition is the cornerstone of children's health and development, and milk plays an unparalleled role in providing the nutrients kids need to grow and thrive. He also points out that kids drink more and more milk than schools when they have nutrient-dense options that they like. A growing body of evidence shows dairy foods at all fat levels have a neutral or positive effect on health outcomes, ranging from lower obesity rates and diabetes to reduced heart disease risk and healthy cholesterol levels, Dowd added. The House Education and Workforce Committee has approved the act. This week, Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden and Congressman Don Davis of North Carolina introduced the Ag Vets Act, which codifies an existing Ag Vets program to direct the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to award competitive grants to prepare veterans for agriculture employment opportunities. Representative Van Orden and Davis first introduced the act in the 118th Congress, which was included in the base text of the House Agriculture Committee's 2024 Farm Bill. The Ag Vets Act would require recipients that receive the grants to provide training and classroom education aimed at providing a comprehensive understanding of farm and ranch business operations and management practices, curriculum that veteran farmers and ranchers can adopt to help manage their enterprise, education, workshops, tours, and instructor-supervised field experiences, or support any other activities as identified by the Secretary to increase the number of military veterans pursuing knowledge and skills development in agriculture. The food price index increased 0.4% in January. The food at home index rose 0.5% over the month as 4 of the 6 major grocery store food group indexes increased. The indexes for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 1.9% over the month as the index for eggs led the way by rising 15.2%. This was the largest increase in the eggs index since June of 2015 and accounted for about 2/3 of the total monthly food at home increase. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the fruits and vegetables index fell 0.5% in January. The cereals and bakery products index decreased 0.4% over the month as the breakfast cereal index fell 3.3%. The food away from home index rose 0.2% in January. The index for limited service meals rose 0.3% over the month, and the index for full service meals rose 0.1%. Brooke Rollins won confirmation as the new Secretary of Agriculture by a 72-28 Senate vote. Several U.S. agriculture groups congratulated the Texan on her confirmation. America's pork producers are eager to work with Secretary Rollins to fix the multitude of problems caused by California's Prop 12 and ensure farm families have reasonable policies to pass down our farmers and farms to future generations, said National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevermer. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Christy Seifert said it's crucial to have leaders who understand the unique needs of agriculture, and they look forward to working with Rollins in good times and bad. Don Rose of U.S. Commodities took a recent trip to South America and saw firsthand what the crop conditions looked like. Given the size of South America's growing area, there's a variety of conditions ranging from too wet to very dry in parts of Brazil and Argentina. He says the soybean harvest was recently slowed down by the wet weather, but while the harvest started slowly, he says it's still going to be a big crop.
You talk about yields, there's a lot of 60 to 70 bushel yields, you know, is what you're looking at. So it's not like you're 40 bushel yields. But, you know, the bottom line, I think you're still talking about a soybean crop that is 170 million metric tons in Brazil. Well, that's a 6.2 billion bushel crop.
The weather in South America over the last few days has been moderating to help pick up the soybean harvest. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, country and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Another storm system moves into the upper Midwest today as it will head east across the plains today and into the Great Lakes tomorrow morning. It will bring snow starting this afternoon and into this evening. Looks like we could see 3 to 5 inches of snow expected. Now, another light snow event will happen as well on Saturday night, but we'll have near normal temperatures through Saturday, but then another bitterly cold air mass will be in place for much of next week. Winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon until tomorrow morning. Partly sunny early, then becoming cloudy with snow. Snow may be heavy at times late this afternoon. Could see up to 2 inches, highs in the low 20s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, snow likely in the evening. Total storm accumulation of around 5 inches. We'll have lows in the low 20s. For Saturday, cloudy, a chance of snow in the morning, highs upper 20s. For Sunday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of early snow with the highs near 8. For Monday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 0. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 5 above. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 8. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs near 12.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seems so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying,
everybody here looking New York pretty. But you're the kind of girl that's got that something, dancing to the groove like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight in no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. Or did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Your little homegrown honey, honey, honey. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Say, turn around and saw you walking my way. Pulled me on the floor saying, son, it's on. And we were dancing all night long to a sweet old Alabama song. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Your little homegrown honey, honey, honey. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown, yeah. Ooh, baby, baby, baby. You're driving me crazy. Crazy, crazy. I'm a long way away from where I'm from, but baby, you feel like home. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Your little homegrown honey. Honey, honey, y'all so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDM.
Your alibis, phone rings, I pick
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune, some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. That's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right.
But then I heard our song and I danced along. But it felt all wrong, 'cause she was sweet, she let me lead. She never took her ever-loving eyes off me. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Wore starched white shirts, buttoned at the neck, and he'd sit in shade and watch the chickens peck. And his teeth were gone, but what the heck? I thought that he walked on water. Said he was a cowboy when he was young. He could handle a rope, and he was good with a gun. And my mama's daddy was his oldest son. And I thought that he walked on water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. Seemed to me like an old halo. And though his wings, they were never seen, I thought that he walked on water. Tied a cord to the end of a mop and said, son, here's a pony, keep her at a trot. And I'd ride in circles while he laughed a lot. Then I'd flop down beside him. And he was 90 years old in 63, and I loved him. Lord, I cried the day he died, 'cause I thought that he walked on water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. But his hat seemed to me on water.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Germany, high-level meetings between the U.S. and Ukraine taking place on the sidelines today of the Munich Security Conference.
Vice President Vance met in Munich Friday for about an hour with Ukraine.